For God so loved every one of you. You. And you back there. And you over there. God so loved every one of you that he gave his only son to be born. Born to live. Born to forgive. Born to suffer. Born to die. Born to rise. That we might live in him. That's what we're celebrating tonight. A child, a gift, God's son, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. The message the angels told the shepherds that first Christmas Eve, fear not. One of the greatest commands in Scripture. It's actually 366 times that command is said in Scripture. Don't be afraid, fear not, or some kind of form. And what's oftentimes amazing about that command in Scripture, it says don't be afraid or fear not with a statement at the end. For I am with you. I'll be with you always. And the message to the shepherds from the angels was fear not. I got some great news, guys. Great joy that will be for whom? All people. For unto you, not just a group of people, for every one of you. It's amazing. God's son came to these shepherds, these common folks, and gave that first angelic message. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, and he's Christ the Lord. And so on behalf of Gloria Day, I say Merry Christmas and thank you for spending your evening with us tonight. I'm Pastor Dan Shepman, one of the pastors here, and I want to say thank you for spending your evening here with us as we celebrate the birth of baby Jesus. And celebrate what his birth means for each of us. You see, I love the Christmas season. Yeah, I know it's busy, I know it's stress-filled, and I know it's crazy, and I know it's chaotic, and in-laws and outlaws show up, and they had to go stand in line at stores, and you get your Christmas shopping done thanks to your son, like this afternoon. Thank you, Thomas. But according to Andy Williams, Christmas is what? The most wonderful time of the year. Because you got kids jingle belling and everyone telling you, be of good cheer. Why? Because Andy fills in the blanks for us. So there'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the humidity. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. Why? It's the most wonderful time of the year. I want to put some perspective into that statement. It's been 4 months to the day. Friday, August 25th, Hurricane Harvey entered Houston. And sat over Houston like a waterfall, dumping a year's worth of rain in just 5 days. There was hundreds of tornado warnings. We spent time in safe spots in our homes. There was lightning flashes all around us. Wind was whipping around. Rain was going all kinds of different directions. And we watched in disbelief and horror as the waters rose. As this was a rain event, we didn't lose a lot of power. And so we watched with horror and disbelief across all of Houston, watching rescues taking place from second-story windows, from rooftops, from tops of submerged vehicles, and kayaks, and canoes, and helicopters, wherever. The crises were enormous, and the struggles were widespread. I remember watching and struggling. How's the church going to respond? How's the church going to respond under my leadership? And I was like, oh. Just got to tell you, it wasn't about me. It was about the family of Gloria Day coming together. And my love for Gloria Day grew exponentially that day. Because I saw God's people set up here at Gloria Day in such a big way, in the midst of a crisis, even when they were struggling themselves. You see, Harvey was an equal opportunity disaster. Displaced families were not from one part of town or one socioeconomic group or an ethnic group. It was the wealthy, the disadvantaged, the newcomers, and the lifelong residents of Houston. Young and old, both forced out of their homes, maybe into shelters, maybe into someone else's home, only to be evacuated from them. So we come together tonight, 4 months later, on December 24th. We got some great worship, and guys, thank y'all. I mean, thank you for your music, for your instrumentation, for blessing us tonight. Yeah, you can give them glory. Absolutely. Amen. And we're blessed here, Gloria Day. It's a great worship, some music. We sing some carols. We're going to hear the Christmas story, and we got to light some candles, and we're going to gather as family and friends. But for me, this year feels just a little different. You know, there's many families in our community that haven't even put up a tree, haven't decorated with any ornaments because, well, the tree and ornaments were destroyed in the flood. They're not hosting Christmas Eve dinner at the dining room table because they don't have one. They're spending this Christmas in a home filled with mold damage. Families are operating under constrained budgets, and they're not going to be giving gifts to the kids this year because they're figuring out how to buy sheetrock and basic supplies. And here we are 4 months later, and the disaster recovery has moved inside. What do I mean? Debris piles have disappeared. Well, the struggle continues. FEMA has helped some and frustrated others. Contractors and home builders have been working around the clock, and there's just not enough of them to go around. Schools have reopened, and people are getting back into some sort of normalcy. However, the Astros. Oh, yeah. That's right. Through it all, the Astros win the World Series. But some are still living in hotels with someone else or in their own home with a concrete floor and walls exposed and makeshift furniture and figuring out how to make it work, and it's still not their home. Now, here's the irony about the Christmas story. When you read the account of the Christmas story, the Christmas characters have also been displaced from their homes. What do I mean? Mary and Joseph are in Bethlehem. That's not home. That's 90 miles away. She's going to give birth, not in her own home, but a stable. The shepherds, well, some of those guys must have drawn the short stick at work because they're working Christmas Eve. They're not home. The wise men are going to show up, and they're real far away from home. And they're traveling to see this newborn king and give him worship. But if that's not amazing enough, the connection, we're celebrating tonight that Jesus isn't home for Christmas either. What do I mean by that? The Word became flesh. Jesus Christ took on flesh and blood. And I love how one translation says it, and moved into the neighborhood. Became part of our community, became part of our lives. You know what I love about Gloria Day responding to crisis is what I saw through Hurricane Harvey is that they were loving people, they were serving others, and they were connecting in community. But I got to thinking about this 4 months later. That's what the story of Christmas is all about. You see, God loving all people, loving the world that he gave his one and only son. The message of the shepherds unto you, all y'all, loose translation. He serves others. What does the Bible say? The Son of Man was born to serve, not to be served. and to give his life as a ransom for all people. He connects in our community. The Word became flesh and moved into the hood. He's made his dwelling among us. He came into our communities. He came into our lives and our neighborhoods, even the messiness of it all. I'm not just talking about the manger and the feeding trough surrounded by animals and animal stuff. He came into our messy lives. Because I want you to think about that. Every one of us here tonight have our issues. We all have problems. We all have struggles. We all have pain. We deal with broken relationships, unfulfilled dreams. We struggle with all kinds of stuff. And we come here, have a great worship, put on a smile, say Merry Christmas, but we're stressed out. We've got frayed nerves. We're dealing with grief, sorrow, and it seems like we go from one crisis to the next. There's got to be something better. And here's what's so amazing about what we're celebrating tonight. Despite how messy our lives has become, despite how messy the world has become, baby Jesus shows up, and he's born to redeem the world back to himself. From the manger to the cross, that we might have strength, that we might have hope and experience joy and celebrate with peace, that we can sing Silent Night, that we can say joy to the world, because he is Emmanuel, which means God with us. You see, I love Christmas Eve services because there's so many of you here. And I get to tell you, I may never have another chance to say this. We all struggle, myself included. And I want you to hear, no matter where you've been, what you've done, no matter what life has been like, no matter how messed up you feel life is, or how you've messed it up, I want you to know you're not alone. There's a God in the heavens who humbled himself and connected to our community. He moved in. And he's gift wrapped and swaddling clothes. He's lying in a manger for you, for me. And because of that gift, there's hope for the hopeless, there's joy for the sorrowful, there's love for the unloved, there's healing for the sick, there's forgiveness for the condemned, there is salvation for the lost. I want to give you a tangible way of how that works out through the body of Christ as the hands and feet of Jesus. I want you to meet the Bunger family. The Bunger family was flooded out. And this past Thursday night, the Glory Day family had the opportunity to gather in their newly, completely rebuilt home and ceremonially give them back the keys to their home. You want to talk about a transformation for this family? That happened because of the courageous generosity, the sacrificial giving of this church family to make that a reality. The next day, another house blessing took place. And because there's so many of you here tonight, I want to invite you to join with me, because all those homes are rebuilt with volunteer labor. And I want 30 more rebuilt in 2018. Because here's what we're going to do. Following the example of what Jesus did for us, we're going to love people. We're going to serve others. And we're going to connect the community as the hands and feet of Jesus. And so I want you to hear tonight, regardless how perfect or not perfect everything is, and how messy your life may or may not be, God showed up in a big way. And so my question for you, will you allow this message of grace, of hope, of love, of joy, of peace, impact your life? You're going back home, and some of you have family issues. You know, there's this function, and you're at the in-laws and outlaws are together, and you're hanging out for a couple days, and you know, after 3 days, Who do you need to show Christ's love to tonight? Are you dealing with a sour marriage because you forgot how to serve your spouse and serve your kids, serve your neighbors? How can you connect in community? Because remember, God got into our messy world, got messy with us, to redeem us from the mud and muck of our sin, to walk alongside our struggles, our pain, our loss as Emmanuel, so that I might do that with others, that I might do it with him for eternity. You see, he is Emmanuel. And regardless of what's going on in your life, in him, we can have hope, we can have love, we can have joy, we can have peace. For God loves you. Merry Christmas. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for being here this evening. To God alone be the glory. Amen.